So there are two things that we're going to do before we close this tutorial. And we are going to, first of all, show you how to change your default browser. So let's say you want Firefox to load when you're in an email and you click a link, or if somebody sends you a link or whatever, a program has a link that you want to go to, or a document in Word, doesn't matter. When you click the link, the program has to go somewhere. So a default program says, okay, here's a link. Now you send me that link and I'm going to open in this specific program. Right now, Edge is my default browser, I believe. I'm not exactly sure. So what we're going to do is we're going to press Windows 35680.
Start window. Cortana window. Search box added blank.
That is the press Windows and it actually takes you to the search box command.
Yes, the start menu, correct.
You could also do W with zero twice.
So I'm going to type default browser.
Defragment and optimize drives. Default apps. System settings. Press
there.
Default apps. System settings. Press right to switch preview 1 of 3.
Where we want to go. Default apps. This is really cool and can help you really set this up the way you want.
Settings.
Press to enter.
CN equals Microsoft Windows. O equals Microsoft Corporation. L equals Redmond. S equals Washington. C equals US window. Choose default apps grouping. Email. Thunderbird button.
So I landed on the email button and it's set to Thunderbird. If I press enter on this, it will open a list of all apps that can send and receive email.
Maps, maps button.
Same with maps.
Music player, VLC media player button.
VLC media player, if you wanted to change to say Windows media player, you could do that as well.
Photo viewer, photos button. Video player, VLC media player button.
And I'm just tabbing through.
Now, if you want
web
to do
browser, Microsoft Edge button.
And there's web browser. But if you want to, for instance, play, if you still use these, DVDs or videos that you've downloaded to your computer, for instance, with something other than VLC, you could have one program play audio and another play video. So you can really customize this. And your default browser is Edge.
Right. So I'm going to change that. I'm going to press enter.
Choose an app dialog. Choose an app. Microsoft Edge button. Firefox button. Google Chrome button.
I am tabbing.
Internet Explorer button. Look for an app in the Microsoft Store button.
So let's go back.
Internet Explorer
Shift
button.
Tab.
Google Chrome button. Firefox button.
Enter.
Choose default apps grouping. Web browser. Firefox button.
And it automatically has changed it to Firefox. What else do we have in here?
Reset button.
We have reset. So we can reset everything to its defaults, whatever Windows standard defaults are.
Choose default apps by file type link.
You could choose your apps by file type.
Choose default apps by protocol link.
By protocol.
Set defaults by app link.
And if you don't understand what these are, leave them be.
Leave them alone.
Get help grouping. Get help link. Give feedback grouping. Give feedback link. Home button. Choose default apps grouping. Email. Thunderbird button.
And we're back to email. So this is how you change your defaults. Now, the only thing this doesn't work for, as you may have noticed, what's missing is word processors. That's an entirely different thing.
Yeah, you would probably go into the file type one and change it within there. You look for your DocX extension and things like that and set it to something else other than whatever it comes up in.
So you want to be careful with that one. You may want to do some research, find out how to make sure to change that properly. So to get out of here,
we can press Alt F4.
Pressed. Taskbar.